Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Jason Caspar. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 6, verses 35 to 56. And it grew late. His disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five, and two fish." And he commanded them all to sit in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties, and taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And when they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up the 12 baskets of broken pieces of fish, and all those who ate the loaves were of 5,000 men. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored at the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countrysides, they laid the sick in the marketplace and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many touched it, were made well. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This reading from Mark is a familiar one that contains several familiar retelling sections, things we've heard from the gospel writers, and since Mark was probably written later, we may very well have already heard Matthew's telling. We may very well have even heard Luke's at this point. And Mark is retelling again what we've already heard and bringing up a few extra details along the way, things that we may not have been attentive to, either things we didn't know at all or things that he wants us to hear in a different way. Here he is talking about the feeding of the 5,000, and he's bringing to light some interesting things about the way the disciples are interacting here. There's some incredulity in the way they are speaking to Jesus. They're almost insulting a little bit, talking about the denarii. Shall we go get hundreds of denarii of food? Hundreds of days' wages, money we don't have. We couldn't possibly come up with enough money to feed these people. And Jesus, doing what Jesus does, brings to mind and brings to bear that the blessings of the people of God from the Lord are not limited. They're not contained by what we think is the boundary of what can be done. There is a limitless blessing that is coming in this Jesus. And so what he does is he, in full submission and humility in his human flesh, he says a blessing, giving thanks to God before breaking the bread and behaving from his divine nature and doing a miraculous thing with bread. As he feeds the 5,000, what do we get on the far side? We get 12 baskets left over. The 12 baskets are teaching the disciples something very useful at this moment. When the Lord blesses his people through this Jesus, which he is about to do on Golgotha, he's going to do this soon when Jesus is crucified, conquering sin, death, and the devil. That blessing, which is for all mankind, is not going to be limited and insufficient. There will be so much of it that it has to go to the corners of the earth. You have to go and tell. The 12 baskets are a representation for them of themselves, the 12 disciples, that you are the ones carrying all of this extra blessing around. Go make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching them. Go and bring the gift of the forgiveness of sins and hearing it with you everywhere you go. This is what they're going to be doing. It's the business they're going to be about. In the case of the walking on water, there's an interesting tidbit here that Jesus seems to intend to just walk right on by the boat. I'll catch up with you guys later once you get sorted out with the wind. But instead, the disciples see him, and because they're frightened with what they see and they think they've seen a ghost or some other apparition of some sort, Jesus then engages them. Don't be afraid, just like the angels always say when they appear. Fear not. It is I, and he gets in the boat with them, and the one whom the wind and the waves obey calms the storm, and on they go. When he gets to the other side, to Gennesaret, he goes to the business of preaching and teaching, and what happens? All of the sick people are being brought to him to heal them because this has gotten out. The news is out that the Lord is walking among his people and that he is healing the sick. And so, as we find elsewhere in the Gospels, there is this constant flood of people. But there's an interesting tidbit in here that the people who are being brought to him, all they're asking, can we just touch the hem of your garment? Unlike the healing that happens with the woman with the flow of blood who touches the hem of Jesus' garment, and that seems to be an unusual thing at that moment, here it seems to be a thing that's happening with greater frequency. Now it's happening so much that people are just touching Jesus, and being in contact with him is causing them to be healed of their disorders. This is part of what Jesus' ministry is, as he is working his way through creation, undoing the damage as he goes, putting things back in order. The voice that spoke the world into existence is indeed recreating things as he goes, repairing the damage of sin that has corrupted the flesh, that has corrupted us and all of creation. And soon he's going to turn his corruption correcting on sin itself, and even on death itself, as he will raise a few people from the dead, Jairus' daughter, the widow of Nain's son, Lazarus's friend, and then eventually he will die on a cross, and there will be resurrected again on the third day, and that will conquer death itself. This is the thing that Jesus is doing as he works his way through creation on his way to the cross to deliver the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation to his people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, you still provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your gifts and give thanks for all your benefits and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.